Vocabulary List 19, the interrogative and indefinite pronouns, plus some first declension nouns. Now, the interrogative pronoun is just tis, with an accent mark. The indefinite pronoun is tis, without the accent mark. Tis is our interrogative pronoun, okay, with the accent mark on the first syllable, and it asks a question. Who is understanding me? Now, it declines according to the 3-3 pattern, and here it is. In the masculine and feminine, it's tis, tinos, tinny, tina, tines, tinon, tissy, tinos. So tis is who, tinos, of whom, tinny, to whom, tina, whom. Tines, who, tinon, of whom, tissy, to whom, tinos, whom. Now, don't get confused, because who is the same as the relative pronoun in English, but we're asking the question here. Who? It's a question. It's not a relating to anything, okay? All right. And then the neuter form of the interrogative pronoun looks like this. Te, tinos, tinny, te. Tina, tinon, tissy, tina. And that would be translated te, which, tinos, of which, tinny, to which, te, which. Tina, which, tinon, of which, tissy, to which, tina, which. So that's the interrogative pronoun, accent on the first syllable. Now, the indefinite pronoun means someone or something. It's indefinite, and it does not have the accent on the first syllable. And it goes like this. Tis, tinos, tinny, tina. Tines, tinon, tissy, tinos. Now notice the accent on the second syllable, and it would be translated like this. Tis means someone or something. Tinos, of something. Tinny, to something. Tina, something. Tines, something. Tinon, of something. Tissy, to something. Tinos, something. Now that's the masculine and feminine forms. Here's the neuter, which is very similar, but it looks like this. Te, tinos, tinny, te. Tina, tinon, tissy, tina. Te means something. Tinos, of something. Tinny, to something. Te, something. Tina, with an alpha here, means something. Tinon, of something. Tissy, to something. Tina, something. Notice the English isn't changing much at all, but the Greek is, to tell you case, number, and gender using that beautiful 3-3 pattern. All right. Here are a few first declension nouns. Epangalia, os, hey, means promise. Thalassa, ace, hey, means sea. Kephale, ace, hey, means head. Mathetes, u, ha, means disciple. Oikia, os, hey, means house.